Hello and welcome to another NS9 postgame show, spring training edition, powered by Permane Brothers. I'm Cody. That's Neil. Neil, we were talking about this before we came on air. It's kind of a boring game, but we did see some pitching that we wanted to see today.
Yeah.
That part of the game was great. But anyway, what are your initial takeaways from today?
The first takeaway is that's the first time I've seen the new intro video, and it's sick. It's
right?
That's way better than last year.
Well, DiNardo made both, so DiNardo made both, so we can say he's improved.
Okay, good job, DiNardo. DiNardo, good job. I'm impressed. That was really cool. Yeah, I saw you bumping along to it as we were.
Yeah, it gets you going, man. It sets the mood.
Yeah, very excited. It gets you in the mood to talk about a 1-0 defeat in spring training.
Yeah, 1-0 loss to the Yankees, second to last game of spring training. You know, you wanted to see more offense. We just didn't get it. But What I did like today that we saw was Martin Perez. Yes, he wasn't going up against, you know, anybody of note. Like, there was no Giancarlo Stanton. There was no Aaron Judges. They were playing in Mexico City today. But I did like what I seen from Martin Perez today. He was getting the swings and misses. He was getting some strikeouts. What are your takeaways from Martin Perez's start? His final start of spring training.
I've been a vocal like hater of the Martin Perez signing. I've been very open about that. He's looked really good this spring. You know, today he has some command troubles, but I think that's because I don't think he's ever going to be a big strikeout pitcher. But the weak contact is what I'm here for. Not a single barreled ball today. Baseball savant has a little flame if you get hit hard, and he didn't have any of those today. He's looked good, and the swings and misses are surprising. Never would have guessed. It's been a surprising thing. I hope it continues into the regular season. I would like to be wrong. Like, if he proves me wrong, I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, everything that I've seen, and I probably haven't watched as closely as you, but everything that I've seen from Martin Perez is what I was hoping to see. You know, you got all this, all the propaganda about him, right? He was in the World Series, won the World Series last year. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that can bring that intensity to this bullpen or this rotation. I mean, and from what I've seen, that's what we're getting. And like you said, the weak contact, the swings and misses is what stood out to me today. He's getting a lot of those. It was very, very nice to see that.
He's been doing it all spring too. Like, the swings and misses are new, which is really cool. And you're right. This is not the 98 Yankees out there. We were hard to get too intimidated when Caleb Durbin is the second hitter. But it's always good to see, and it's stuff that you can build off of. And you know, it's funny. I'm in a server with some friends, and every time Martin Perez takes a mound this spring, they say, "You're going to be so mad when he's on a Cy Young campaign."
Okay, and, listen, I'm optimistic, but I'm not gonna be that optimistic.
And the 0.6 ERA doesn't lie, so
let's look at his spring stats. They announced this was his final appearance. I mean, there's only one more game. I wouldn't expect him to pitch tomorrow, but 0.6 ERA, 15 innings pitched, only gave up 8 hits, only gave up 1 earned run. And it was a home run. Six walks, which is – it's fine. Six – it's part of the game, which I think Aroldis Chapman said that. Or maybe it was Perez in his interview with Hannah. He was like, that's part of the game. It was like, yeah, you're right. It's part of the game.
Yeah, he's right.
And then
right.
16 strikeouts. Like you said, he's not known as the strikeout guy. But 16 strikeouts, you know, I'll take it.
I will too, because he's a heavy ground ball pitcher. And it makes a lot of sense. Like, I see what the Pirates were going for. You get a heavy ground ball pitcher. You have Cabrian Hazer at third. You have O'Neill Cruz at short. You have that insane range. Just give him that range and let him go to work. And that'll work, especially if he gets that strikeout rate up. Like, you know, he didn't strike, his strikeouts dip, they kind of fell off the face of the earth last year. But Oscar's cracked something, which he did with like Quintana, kind of with Anderson. Like that's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Right. And then we move on to David Bednar, who he was dealing with some injuries early on in spring, but today he's the one that gets pegged with the loss. He gives up the run. What did you see from him today? I wasn't very impressed, honestly. I thought we'd get more from the Renegade.
He's rusty. He looks real rusty. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I think I got everyone sick, and so half the bullpen is down for the count right now. So I apologize.
Man, you didn't let me bring it up first. Eh?
I wanted to get out in front of it. But yeah, no, he looks like someone who has not pitched in a very long time. I think that's what his like second appearance of spring training.
Yeah, he. So I'm looking at his stats right now. He's only pitched 2 innings this spring. Gave up the earned run today, but it's his only earned run. So like his last appearance, he only gave up 2 hits. Didn't do much else but get a strikeout. It was very similar. Both on the 21st and the 24th today. Both outings very similar, except for giving up the earned run.
Yeah, and you know, like I still think like the fastball is there. Like it's still like the stuff looks like he's still there. I think it's really just like a location type deal that he's working through, which is fair. Like, I don't want to take anything from it because he's been consistently good. In spring again, this is the second appearance of spring training. It's going to take him a while, as it takes everyone to like feel out location again. So I'm not worried.
Right. And like Jim said on, I think it was NS9 Live the other day, you know, it was when he was talking about the injury woes of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. People are throwing on flat ground right now, and we play real games in less than a week.
Like, that is the problem, yeah.
our bullpen, they talked about it on the broadcast, third-ranked bullpen coming into the season. It's not feeling that way. Although but at the beginning of spring, everybody was excited. We were excited. We were optimistic. I was telling people that I knew, I was like, this bullpen's going to be top 5. Like, at the end of the day, this is a top 5 bullpen. Now we're not seeing it because of these injuries, because you got Colin Holderman sick and he lost 15 pounds. Like, it's just not looking great.
My sinus infection got him hospitalized. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I even sent out a text to everyone saying, like, hey guys, like, I've been feeling too great. If anyone's an issue with that, like, I won't come. Like, it's okay. And you're like, no, it's just gone. And now, so actually, it's your guys' fault.
I didn't want to take the experience away from you. I was willing to die for you to have a good experience with spring training.
But yeah, no, the bullpen is a little, it's a little fragile right now, right? You know, Bednar was hurt, Holderman's. I think they said they got the weight back already, but he's gonna start.
Yeah,
they off. Said
yeah.
Majinski just threw a bullpen session today, even though. But you're right. Like it is, and Moretta's out for the entire year, entire season and a half.
Yeah, the UCL Tommy John, not great.
So, yeah, no, it's not as solid as you hope. But that's where you're hoping, like your guys like Honeywell, come in, and you know fill in those gaps until they're ready to come back. Right. You know, I don't think Honeywell is going to be like a mainstay, but you hope he can give you 10 innings at the beginning of the year before like Holderman's ready to go.
Right. And that's the other thing is like, I feel like this bullpen, and I'll stretch and say the pitching staff is set up for people to you plug them in for a couple games and, you know, that longevity of a season. Mm-hmm. We're set up for that. We can switch people in and out. I think they're set up to do that. But like I said, coming into the season, not what you want to see. And again, not really what you wanted to see today from Aroldis Chapman. He was averaging 93.3 miles per hour on his fastball.
Yeah.
He has, like Joe Block said today in the broadcast, he hasn't done that since he was in eighth grade. What's going on with Chapman?
It was kind of fun hearing the broadcast trying to like twist it into like a positive.
Right.
They were really, I felt really bad. They were trying their best. But you know, apparently, because like I was talking with people during this game. This apparently Chapman just does this every so often. Yeah. Like Chapman will just every so often, he just can't muster up consistent fastball velocity. and you see this. So yeah, it sucks. And I think we're going to see more of that during the regular season, but like, it's not like the real Aroldis Chapman.
Right. And I mean, maybe if that's what he does to try and keep himself fresh and like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no chance a guy can throw that fast that consistently at his age. He's an older guy now. He's not the spring chicken that came up with the Reds, you know. He's been around. So if this is what he has to do to stay fresh, okay, just make sure you don't give up too much.
Yeah, I think my biggest, it wasn't even the velocity. He said he could not throw a strike to save his life today.
Exactly.
That was the big thing. Like he was insanely wild. I couldn't believe that he got out of that inning clean.
Yeah, and I mean, they even came out, Shelton and the head athletic trainer, they came out to say, they're like, hey, are you okay? Like, you didn't pass this by us as if this is something that you do. Like, you didn't pass this by us. And then I got nervous whenever Davis, he put up his hands. Mm-hmm. Davis puts his hands up, and I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to hit in the chest with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he saw it, and he shut it down. So
it's obviously not what you want to see. But, you know, like, again, I trust the vets more because they do know what their body needs. They know what it's like. And I think he said in the interview he feels good.
Yeah.
He said he feels good and everything. So it's fine. It's fine.
Other than that, the only real negative is he did have two walks today. Mm. The only two walks he had this month of spring training, three total, including February. So – not terrible. You like to see that he doesn't walk that much, or he hopefully will not walk that much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all we really saw from the pitching staff, right? Everybody else was kind of those invitee guys, the minor league guys. They're just trying to get him some work. Mm-hmm. McClure did look good. He did two innings, had two strikeouts, gave up a hit. But McClure, you know, Louisville grad, got to shout him out for Jim. He looked good today, but let's move on to the offense. What did you see from this offense today? I mean, it was very obviously not active. There were no runs scored for the Pirates, but what positives can you take away from what we've seen?
Not a lot. But it's cool to see Jared Triolo hitting the ball hard consistently.
Yes.
Like, he had that really sick double play turn at second with Hayes. That was awesome. He looks the infield defense, except Tellez, should be pretty good. That's the hope.
Yeah, no, let's start there. I really liked the defense today. You had Key with the hops.
That was incredible.
That was awesome. You already said the double play. That was another fantastic play. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I'm hoping this team is very solid. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, Triolo maxed out last year like 108 miles per hour for exit velocity. And he's hitting the ball 105, 106 today. Like, 108. He hit basically 109. So, like, he's getting hard contact. He's getting, like, he's already a guy who kind of outproduces his metrics. So, if he actually starts hitting the ball hard consistently, that's awesome. That's the only thing I really notice of note from the offense today.
Yeah, I mean, the other things are like, you know, the consistent things, like Kutch taking a lot of pitches. I was really impressed with his first at bat. I think it was an 8-pitch at bat. He ends up getting on base. Cabrian had, they called it vintage Cabrian Hayes, which I was like, oh my God, we're always saying Cabrian Hayes has vintage things in his repertoire. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, he poked that single through the hole in the second base side. Those were some things of note that I liked from this offense. But yeah, like we said, not much to look at there.
I mean, we got hit by Josh Van Meter, so it was not a great day at the plane.
That was rough.
Yeah, it is spring training. I was more excited to see Nick Birdie out in the mound. It's been forever since I remember everyone was so hyped about Nick Birdie. Then like his arm, like we kind of saw his arm snap in two live in person.
Yeah.
And I think I told you before, he's 31 years old, and I have no idea where the time has gone. I can't believe he's 31, but yeah, that's where I'm resorted to. The offense just didn't do a whole lot today. That we're talking about the Yankees' former Pirate legends.
Yeah, exactly. See what Jim said. Jim says Birdie and McClure locking it down in the seventh, Louisville legends. So it's a big Louisville game today in Bradenton for Jim.
Jim's the one winner of this game.
Yeah, Jim had a great time today. But yeah, like we said, not much going on in this game. We talked pretty deeply about the pitching, but I do want to bring up, you know, they talked about on the broadcast that it's not etched in stone, but I think we know it's etched in stone that Jared Triolo is going to be the starting second baseman.
Yep.
And then we had, you know, Peguero gets sent down. Alika Williams is still on the opening day roster as of now.
Yeah.
I just want to get your thoughts of like this whole process before we get out of here.
I mean,
what's going on in second base?
I get why they chose Alika over Peguero, just for like for Peguero to get extra reps. Triolo's earned it. He's earned the second base job. But Alika Williams is not a major league baseball player. I have not ever seen him do one impressive thing on the baseball field. And you want Peguero to get everyday at bats. I get that. I just don't know what Triple A is going to do for him. He's had the same issues for 5 years. He's the same player. Like, going to Triple A is not going to magically fix, but I'm not in charge. So maybe they see something that I don't know.
No. You'll let your king, Shelton, be in charge, and you'll praise every move he makes.
I don't think Derek Shelton's choosing is on the roster. I'm just going to go out and say it.
Well, yeah. So my quick thoughts about the second base situation is I agree with you. I think Triolo earned the spot, but I also feel like Peguero is 1B, 1A, 1B right there. So to just say like, hey, we just want you to get more reps at AAA where you don't really need them, kind of surprising to me. I would expect them to have both of those guys almost just go like you – Triolo, you play for 2 days. Peggy, you play for 2 days, and just go back and forth like it's a platoon. Mm-hmm. But that's not what they're looking to do, I guess.
I thought they were going to use like Triolo all over the place. Like whoever needs a day off, like you're
right,
because like that's where the most value comes in. But I get it. I think Peguero was sick too. Did I get him sick as well?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, if they want him to get more consistent, maybe he's like roll into the season. I'm fine with it.
But yeah, you bring up that great point of everybody was expecting Triolo to be the utility player of this roster, the Swiss Army knife that could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And for him to presumably be the starting second baseman, I honestly think it comes off as a little shocking. He, like you said, he earned it. Good for him. I'm a big fan of Triolo. There was some point when we were in Bradenton where I was like, Triolo's going to hit. Like, he's going to hit well. And you guys were all, like, making fun of me. And I think he hit a home run that day. So
I think that must have been when I was gone. I don't remember Triolo doing it. When I was there, we didn't have any offense. So,
no, you know what it was? You were there. It was whenever they were playing Toronto. And I was like, we were just talking about the game before it started. It was like, Triolo had a big day today.
Okay, yeah.
A double and a home run or something.
That's right. I remember now.
Yeah.
Well, I can't. I'm right most of the time. I'm not right all the time. I guess if you want to do that, what do we do if Bailey Falter's our fifth starter to open the roster? open day.
We boycott.
Boycott?
I mean, I don't know how that'll go down. Maybe anytime Bailey Falter is the pitcher on a winning post-game show, we don't give away sandwiches. But
this one doesn't count.
Right. But, yeah, no, I could see Falter being in the bullpen, but other than that, I don't see him being in the rotation. Just it's not warranted. Like Jim and Ryan said yesterday, Jared Jones has just proven that he belongs. And we know how this organization likes to work. They might not want to start him there, but it's the guy who deserves the spot. And I think everybody knows that.
And even though someone who wouldn't even be upset if he started in AAA, Jones started in AAA, just because I think he does have some like locational issues that he could hammer out. You're right. Compared to other options, he should be on the opening day roster. He's earned the shot. You know, no one else has outperformed him.
Right.
He's earned it. And so it would just be so disappointing to see Bailey Falter given that fifth rotation spot when he is done. And I know spring return results don't matter. I know they don't matter, but
right.
He hasn't even looked – there's nothing about him that's looked good.
Hasn't looked great at all.
So.
And I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like last year Falter would come in sometimes in that you know, we would do the whole thing with the starter that's not a starter. It's just an opener.
Piggybacking.
He would come in for the piggyback and take like four innings. He'd look pretty good. So maybe that's something they're looking to do with him. I can see Falter as a long reliever. I don't see him as a starter. He just does not set a good tone for a game. I don't think he belongs in that rotation spot. So
gives up too many home runs. He doesn't miss. I understand the organization loves him. I don't get it. I've never gotten it. And I still don't get it.
right. But I don't know. What do you think? We've been here for 20 minutes. We already said there wasn't much to talk about today. We want to get out of here soon?
I think we can get out of here, yeah.
Well, before we get out of here, just a reminder, I did bring it up. You know, when the season starts, when real games start, when the Pirates win, you win. We're going to be giving away two Permane Brothers sandwiches every post game where the Pirates win. I'm very excited for this. I can't wait to give away some sandwiches. I hope the Pirates win all the games so that we make DiNardo's life miserable and he has to send out all of these sandwiches. That's the part of this that I'm really excited about. Is DiNardo having to?
We're only going to give out 100 sandwiches this year.
Right. DiNardo having to go to the post office with just a bunch of sandwich cards and just send them out. That's what I'm excited for.
His weekly trip, that would be awful, but I'm glad I'm not in charge of that one.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. We're excited for our partnership with Permane Brothers. But also, if you want to help us out here at North Shore 9, go ahead and become a member. I believe on the screen, if you're on YouTube, there's a button that says join. You can go there. We have a 99-cent option. I believe, is it $1.99 or $2.99 option? And then we have the $4.99 option. Everything is still completely free for you guys. This is just a way for us to give back to you, give you guys some extra perks, some extra emojis to use, some exclusive access to videos before we put them out. But like I said, you're still going to get all the content that we make, even if you're not a member. But if you want to help us out, help us grow, we really appreciate it if you would become a member. I know a lot of people have already been having fun with it, with the emojis. Haven't seen any so far in the chat, but I know yesterday. We did. Okay, I see how they come up for us here in our streaming thing. Got King Baraki. Were there some other ones? Taylor Swift. That comes up looking weird to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's not working for me either.
Anyway. It's just a way for us to give you some more fun stuff, to be a part of the community, and it helps us out to grow, like we said. But anyway, Neil, let's get out of here. Great last post-game show of spring training. Now it's time for the real ones.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you later. Have a good one.
Hey, you all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.